Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Chemistry Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and we are diving into one of the most fundamental topics in the entire specification, particles and atomic structure. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking, atoms again? But trust me, this topic is absolutely packed with exam marks. Examiners love it because it tests everything from simple recall right up to multi-step calculations and extended explanations. Get this topic nailed, and you are setting yourself up brilliantly for the rest of chemistry. In the next 10 minutes, we are going to cover the particulate model of matter, the nuclear model of the atom, subatomic particles, electronic structure, and isotopes. I'll give you the key exam tips, flag the most common mistakes, run a quickfire quiz, and leave you with a sharp summary. Let's go. Let's start with the big picture, the particulate model of matter. Everything around you, this podcast, the air you're breathing, the chair you're sitting on, is made of particles. In chemistry, we describe matter as existing in three states: solid, liquid, and gas. In a solid, particles are packed tightly together in a regular arrangement and can only vibrate. In a liquid, particles are close together but can move past each other. That's why liquids flow. In a gas, particles are far apart, moving rapidly and randomly in all directions. Now here's something examiners test regularly. The difference between physical and chemical changes. A physical change, like melting ice or dissolving salt, does not produce a new substance. The particles rearrange or separate, but their identity doesn't change. A chemical change, like burning magnesium or neutralizing an acid, produces new substances with different properties. You can usually spot a chemical change because it's difficult or impossible to reverse, and you often see signs like a color change, gas produced, or a temperature change. Right, now let's zoom in, way into the atom itself. The nuclear model of the atom tells us that an atom has a tiny, dense nucleus at its center, surrounded by electrons and shells. The nucleus is positively charged and contains two types of particles: protons, which carry a positive charge, and neutrons, which carry no charge at all. They're neutral, hence the name. Electrons orbit the nucleus in shells and carry a negative charge. Let me give you the key numbers you absolutely must memorize. A proton has a relative charge of +1 and a relative mass of 1. A neutron has a relative charge of 0 and a relative mass of 1. An electron has a relative charge of -1, but its relative mass is so tiny, approximately 1/2000th, that for most purposes we treat it as zero. Here's a really important question examiners love to ask. Why is an atom electrically neutral? The answer is beautifully simple. In a neutral atom, the number of protons always equals the number of electrons. The positive charges from the protons exactly cancel out the negative charges from the electrons. So the overall charge is zero. Now, two numbers you must be able to use: the atomic number and the mass number. The atomic number, sometimes called the proton number, tells you how many protons are in the nucleus. This is what defines which element you're dealing with. Carbon always has 6 protons. Sodium always has 11. The mass number tells you the total number of particles in the nucleus. That's protons plus neutrons combined. So here's the calculation you need to know. Cold: number of neutrons equals mass number minus atomic number. Let me give you an example. Chlorine has an atomic number of 17 and a mass number of 35. So the number of neutrons is 35 minus 17, which equals 18. Simple. But candidates lose marks on this every single year by subtracting the wrong way around, or by confusing which number is which. Now let's talk about electronic structure. This is where the periodic table really starts to make sense. Electrons occupy shells around the nucleus, and each shell can hold a maximum number of electrons. Shell 1, the innermost shell, holds a maximum of 2 electrons. Shell 2 holds a maximum of 8. Shell 3 also holds a maximum of 8 for the first 20 elements. Shell 4 starts filling from potassium onwards. The rule is, fill the inner shells first before moving to the next one. So sodium, with atomic number 11, has 11 electrons arranged as 2 in shell 1, 8 in shell 2, and 1 in shell 3. We write this as 2, 8, 1. Here's the beautiful connection to the periodic table. The number of shells an element has tells you which period it's in. Sodium has three shells, so it's in period three. The number of electrons in the outer shell tells you which group it's in. Sodium has one electron in its outer shell, so it's in group one. This is not a coincidence. This is the whole reason the periodic table is arranged the way it is. Finally, let's cover isotopes. Isotopes are atoms of the same element that have the same number of protons, but different numbers of neutrons. Because they have the same number of protons, they have the same atomic number and the same electronic structure, which means they have identical chemical properties. But because they have different numbers of neutrons, they have different mass numbers and therefore different physical properties like density. Chlorine is a brilliant example. Chlorine-35 has 17 protons and 18 neutrons. Chlorine-37 has 17 protons and 20 neutrons. Both are chlorine, same chemical behavior, but different masses. Isotopes explain why relative atomic masses are often not whole numbers. Chlorine's relative atomic mass is approximately 35.5 because it's a weighted average of its isotopes based on their natural abundance. About 75% of chlorine atoms are chlorine-35, and about 25% are chlorine-37. The weighted average works out to 35.5. Right, let's talk tactics. Here are the most important exam tips for this topic. Number one, never confuse atomic number and mass number. The atomic number is always the smaller number in a nuclide notation. It tells you protons. The mass number is always the larger number. It tells you protons plus neutrons. If you mix these up, every calculation that follows will be wrong. Number two, the nucleus does not contain electrons. I cannot stress this enough. Electrons are in shells outside the nucleus. Every year, candidates write that the nucleus contains protons, neutrons, and electrons. That earns 0 marks for that point. Number three, when drawing electronic structures, always fill shells from the inside out. Shell one gets 2, shell 2 gets up to 8, shell 3 gets up to 8 for the first 20 elements. Don't try to put 9 electrons in shell 2. Number four, when explaining why isotopes have the same chemical properties, you must link it to electronic structure. Examiners want to see same number of protons, therefore same number of electrons, therefore same electronic structure, therefore same chemical properties. Each step earns a mark. Number five, scale matters. An atom is approximately 10 to the power of minus 10 meters across. The nucleus is roughly 10 to the power of minus 14 meters, about 10,000 times smaller than the whole atom. If an exam question asks you to compare the size of the nucleus to the atom, use standard form and say the nucleus is very small, relative to the overall size of the atom, which is mostly empty space. Number six, for relative atomic mass calculations, remember it's a weighted average. Multiply each isotope's mass by its percentage abundance, add them together, and divide by 100. Show every step of your working. Okay, quiz time. I'll ask the question, give you 3 seconds to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question one, what is the relative charge of a neutron? 0. Neutrons are neutral. Question two, an element has atomic number 8 and mass number 16. How many neutrons does it have? 8. Mass number minus atomic number, 16 minus 8 equals 8. Question three, what is the electronic structure of magnesium? Atomic number 12, 2, 8, 2. Question four, two isotopes of carbon are carbon-12 and carbon-14. How do they differ? Same number of protons, different number of neutrons. Carbon-14 has 2 more neutrons. Question five, why do elements in the same group of the periodic table have similar chemical properties? Because they have the same number of electrons in their outer shell. Brilliant work getting through all of that. Let's wrap up with the 5 things you absolutely must take away from today. One, atoms have a tiny, dense, positively charged nucleus containing protons and neutrons surrounded by electrons and shells. The atom is mostly empty space. Two, protons have charge plus 1 and mass 1. Neutrons have charge 0 and mass 1. Electrons have charge minus 1 and mass approximately 0. 3. Number of neutrons equals mass number minus atomic number. Learn this formula and use it every time. Or, electronic structure fills from the inside out. 2, then 8, then 8. The period number equals the number of shells. The group number equals the number of outer electrons. 5. Isotopes have the same atomic number but different mass numbers. Same chemical properties because same electronic structure. different physical properties because different mass. That's it for today's episode. Revise hard, practice those calculations, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck.